The prostaglandin products we have to synchronize estrus are currently luteolyse, estramate, and bovalaine. However, the most commonly used product is luteolyse. Remember that prostaglandins work exactly the same way as endogenous prostaglandins. They bind to receptors in the mature corpus luteum and basically kill the corpus luteum. Then, as the progesterone falls, follicles are allowed to grow on the ovary and the cows come into estrus. Therefore, any cow that has a mature corpus luteum will respond to an injection of prostaglandin. However, it has been seen that cows on day 8 of the cycle will respond with much tighter synchrony than cows given an injection on day 10 of the cycle. The tightness of this synchrony is associated with the dominant follicle. Any dominant follicle can potentially ovulate if the exogenous prostaglandin is luteolytic. However, once a dominant follicle has become static for 2 days or is regressing, a new follicle must be recruited that will ovulate when the corpus luteum is lysed. It is this variation in the dominant follicular response and not the time to luteal regression that leads to the variability in estrus response after prostaglandin administration. The chart showing estrogen response after prostaglandin on day 7, 8, or 10 of the cycle showed that on day 8 the synchrony is very tight because the dominant follicle can respond. However, on day 10, just 2 days later, the dominant follicle cannot respond, and a new dominant follicle must grow up, so synchrony is not tight.